the healing power of music is undeniable, and that's the reason the Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to implement the Art for Life program in all children's homes across the island, as well as in the protective sector. This is the Arts Page. More after this message. Stay with us.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica. Some days
life feels perfect. Following a successful launch at the South Camp Road Correctional Facility, the Art for Life program is being rolled out in a number of children's home, place of safety, and juvenile correctional facilities across the island. Children at the Maxfield Park Children's Home are the latest to benefit under this program, thanks to the Culture Arts, Sports, and Education Chase Fund. Chase has donated musical instruments and equipment valued at $250,000 and has further committed to provide stipends for instructors. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna said the program is in keeping with the ministry's mandate to ensure children in state care have similar opportunities and experiences as other children across the country, as well as participate in extracurricular activities.
We want every child that is in a children's home in Jamaica that we have responsibility for or a place of safety to have extracurricular activities in terms of music, dance, drama, sport, and certainly mentorship, so that we can build very rounded children going back into the society and going back into the country. So speak life, speak life. Art for Life was something that was conceived because we felt that when you gave girls and boys an opportunity to not only learn music, but to express themselves in terms of creativity, poetry, dance, dub poetry, and also in terms of art, it took away a lot of the stress levels or post-traumatic stress, or even in sometimes it gave them an opportunity to remove some of the things that they were experiencing and also develop their creativity and their talent.
The Art for Life program is a comprehensive visual and performing arts initiative that was introduced to female juveniles at the South Camp Road Correctional Facility and is aimed at providing wards of the state with an outlet for creative expression. Aspects of the program also deal with therapy and personal development.
Children in Jamaica are some of the brightest in the world. They're some of the most talented in the world. Jamaica has not gone on the global scene by accident because of just our name. It has happened because our children grow up to be talented musicians, talented scientists, talented athletes, and it doesn't matter where they come from, who they're born to, or how much money they have. They have, and we have a responsibility that if they have talent, no matter which part of the society they are, but to make sure that they develop those talents.
Public Relations Manager at Chase, Hillary Colton, says the fund is deeply committed to the program and has pledged its continued support as partners in the long-term development of the nation's youth. Meanwhile, the board of the Maxfield Park Children's Home is expressing thanks to the Youth Ministry and Chase Fund for their contributions.
We are really, really happy about this gesture. The Maxfield Park Children's Home, through the board, created a choir, and because of the creation of the choir, musical instruments were given to augment what is being done here. And we must say that everybody is very, very happy. We want to say on behalf of the Maxfield Park Children's Home Board, thank you very much.
Representative of the board of the Maxfield Park Children's Home, Carol Fernandez. The Art for Life program will be implemented at the Metcalf Street Secure Juvenile Remand Center by the end of this academic term. That takes us to the end of today's program. We leave you with these words by Hans Christian Andersen and Victor Hugo. Where words fail, music speaks. Music expresses that which cannot be said and on which it is impossible to be silent. Until next week, I'm Casita Irving. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.